Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have noticed that this morning's gospel reading was not one that you can very easily say the gospel of our Lord or the good news when we hear things like three against two and mothers against daughters and all of that. And yet the good news is there in the story. We just need to see it. And so as I was looking for the good news in this gospel this week, this story just kept coming back to me. And so I offer it to you not necessarily as the best possible thing that we could ever hear, but as a way for us to see the grace and love of God, even in a tough lesson like today's gospel. It all started innocently enough. Carla was having lunch with her longtime friend, Teresa. They had worked together as entry-level tellers at the bank. They became fast friends. Teresa was the first one to have kids and eventually leave the bank. Carla moved to loan processing and then they stayed in touch. They tried to keep together. They tried to remain friends. And then when Carla and Jack started to have a family, that got harder. But they met religiously for lunch every 6 weeks to just kind of catch up with each other and preserve their sanity. It was during one of those lunches that Carla innocently enough said, "I wish things were different." "What's wrong?" Teresa asked. "Nothing's really wrong," Carla said. "I just wish things were different." "Are things okay with you and Jack?" "Yes." "Is there anything wrong with Angela?" "God, no." "How about you and Jack's parents? I know that you never really got along with them, and now Dad's retired." "No, it's not that. I'm used to that now, although the retirement has thrown a twist or two in. They're at our house now every Sunday afternoon for the game and for dinner." "But that's not it, though." "You see, I wish I knew. I guess I just wish things were different." Then Teresa asked Carla an unexpected question. "Have you been to church lately?" "We were there for the opening of Sunday school." "Why?" "I don't know for sure," said Teresa, but I recently started going to one of the Bible studies at church, and I'm going to services more often, and I just feel better somehow." "You're not going crazy religious on me, are you, Therese?" Carla asked. "No, it's just been different lately, and isn't that what you wanted?" "That's what I said, all right," Carla confessed. The next week, Carla went with Teresa to the Bible study. Pastor Brad Sherling was leading a Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. Carla had always liked that one, you know, the Christmas story and all. She remembered memorizing Luke 2 when she was in Sunday school, and all of those rhythms from that story still moved her deeply. She soon discovered that there was more to Luke's gospel than just the Christmas story, and she still liked it. When they got back to her house, Carla couldn't thank Teresa enough for inviting her along. That Saturday at dinner, Carla said, "Let's go to church tomorrow." "You mean Angela has something for Sunday school already?" Jack asked in between bites. "No, I just thought we could go to church." Jack looked thoughtfully at the light fixture for a moment and said, "Well, the game's at 3 tomorrow, so sure, why not?" That next day in church, something happened for Carla. The service made sense. She was paying attention in a way that she hadn't, either ever before or in a long time. Usually, she watched Angela, she compared her outfit with those around her, she made a shopping list for, you know, the trip home, she planned the rest of her Sunday. This time, she focused on what was happening. "What a nice service," Carla said in the car. Jack only grunted as he turned into the grocery store parking lot. He was struck by just how busy that store was in this time after church got out. Jack reminded Carla that his folks were going to be over around 2 o'clock so that they could watch the game. And he asked if she could pick up some club crackers because those were his mom's favorite. Then he turned on the radio to listen to a pregame interview and started waiting for Carla to go in and come back with all the stuff. Jack's parents arrived a little bit before 2 o'clock that day and they settled into the living room. As 2:30 rolled around and dinner was still not ready, Jack's dad noted, "You know, we're going to miss the kickoff. Why is dinner so late?" Jack said, "Well, we went to church this morning." "Why didn't you tell us that Angela was singing this morning?" Jack's mother asked. "She didn't." "Well, then why on earth were you in church this morning?" "Carla felt like it." "Oh? Yeah, she went to some Bible study with Teresa last week, too." Jack's mother summarized all of their disquiet and tossed it aside by saying, "Well, she must be going through phase." Carla kept going to Bible study and Sunday services. Jack let her, but he didn't go with to church unless Angela had something to do for Sunday school. Carla asked him if he wanted to come with to a Bible study, and he just laughed and said he had better things to do. Although he did come once to help with a project they did, and he even said he had fun. Carla's Bible study group decided that they needed to do more than just read and study what Jesus had already done. They needed to go out and do for themselves. The group contacted a local battered women's shelter to see if they could help. It had actually been Carla's idea. In Luke's gospel, Jesus was compassionate, and he always paid attention to women and children. Carla and the others in the Bible study began to volunteer their time to answer phones and such. They would bring in old clothes or gently used household items. They would bring those to the shelter to help women set up new lives. Carla even bought extra groceries and dropped them off. That spring, Jack's mother asked if he had anything that they wanted to add to her yard sale. "Nah," Jack said. "Carla's given all of our stuff to some place for crazy women."
"Why?"
"Something for church."
"You mean she's still going?"
"Yeah, all the time."
"Well, where is she today?"
"Helping clean some lady's house. She broke her leg or something and couldn't do it."
"Well, shouldn't she be spending more time with you at home?"
"I guess." "I'm really worried about her and you," Jack's mom said. All Jack could do was shrug. 3 weeks later, Carla brought home a woman with two small kids from the shelter.
"Who's this?" Jack asked.
Carla introduced them, and she said that she had invited them to stay with them until there was room at the shelter.
"Are you crazy? Do you even know who she is? She's someone who's been through a living nightmare, and she needs our help. That's all I need to know," Carla said. "Well, what's she doing here?"
"The shelter is full," Carla explained. "She's made the courageous step to ask for help, and I couldn't say no."
"Well, where are they going to stay? We have all that space and furniture in the basement. I thought that they could use that."
"Well, where am I going to watch television?" "Jack, there are three other TVs in this house you can make do."
"Well, who's going to pay for them?"
"We will," Carla said. "They don't need very much, and we have so much we can share." Carla was noticing that every time Jack spoke, the woman flinched. So she took Jack aside and she said, "This woman and these kids need help, not a debate. They need love. They've had it up to here with selfishness. Help me help them, please." That night in bed, Jack spoke up. "It's all because of this church stuff, isn't it?"
"What do you mean?" Carla asked.
"These battered women, the Bible study, you're gone most Sundays now, you're helping all these strangers."
"Yes, and isn't it wonderful?" Carla said.
"Wonderful? My mom thinks you're nuts, and I'm not sure I don't agree." Carla said, "A few months ago, I told Teresa that I wished things were different."
"Well, they're different, all right," Jack said.
"Yes, they are. I used to feel so empty. We had everything. I love you, I love Angela, but I was still empty. Now I'm full. God's love fills me, and now I can help. I have been warmed all over by the Holy Spirit's fire."
"Holy Spirit's fire."
"You may feel warm," Jack said. "I only feel burned." And he rolled over and shut out the light. Carla may have needed to learn the truth of be careful for what you pray, you just might get it. Although what she wanted was for things to be different. We heard in today's gospel where Jesus says, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." You see, if we think that the status quo equals peace, Jesus didn't come for that. Jesus came to bring God's love, God's kingdom, and the Holy Spirit's fire into people's lives. But the truth is, those things are not always easy. And believe it or not, those things are not always welcomed by all people. Carla wanted different, but perhaps didn't understand the repercussions of that prayer. Jesus wants us to know and to understand that when the kingdom of God comes, it brings with it fire, right? But that fire is primarily the warmth and the light and the comfort that comes from God. All of those wonderful things about fire that we love, you know, the campfire or the fire and, you know, that warms us in the wintertime and all the rest of that. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. But that same fire can also burn and destroy, especially the things of this world. The things that this world wants to make into a pattern for everyone to follow. All of the structures that the world wants to build to try to keep us from caring for each other. God's kingdom can bring that division. Where is your treasure? Jesus asked us last week. Which is more important, God's kingdom or the family? That's what Carla is wrestling with this week. She wasn't trying to destroy her family or hate her family, but rather to increase the love. Jesus reminds us that our families are the laboratories we have for the kingdom. Jesus isn't asking us to stop loving our family. What he wants is for us to love everyone else as if they were family. All of the hate talk and the three against two and all the rest of that today is hyperbole. It's meant to get our attention. It's meant to get us to think. Because Jesus' kingdom also brings new interpretive tools. Jesus reminds us that we know when it's going to rain or we know when it's going to be scorchingly hot. With Jesus and his love, we can now see when care and compassion are needed. But when we see it, do we act accordingly? You know, when it rains, you need an umbrella. When it snows, you need a winter coat. But when you see a need, we get to meet that need as we are able, knowing that love and compassion are all around us, and we have all that we need to share. Jesus comes and brings it all, fire and treasure and tools, even division, as well as the fact that Jesus also brings love and comfort and peace, all from God's great store of blessings. Jesus also stands for us as an example and also as our way to get the strength and courage necessary to live as his disciples. Do you want things to be different? Let us pray that we have the strength and the joy to make God's difference real in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Amen.